Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. You're the only girl in my life. You took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer.
The suspect in New Orleans is believed to have...
He was 100% inspired by ISIS. That from FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rhea today, describing the man who rammed a pickup truck through New Year's revelers early yesterday morning on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, killing 14 people before he was shot dead by police.
The suspect in New Orleans is believed to have acted alone, the FBI said today. It's based in part on their reviews of phones, laptops, social media, and interviews with those who knew him. The suspect also uploaded 5 videos to social media before that attack, where he discussed another possible plan. Olivia Rubin, ABC News, Washington.
As New Orleans mourns some signs of healing, Bourbon Street reopened today. Music again in the air, and the Sugar Bowl, postponed from yesterday, is being played today at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is out of the hospital following surgery earlier this week to have his prostate removed. New data on which airlines and airports had the best performance in 2024.
Delta is taking the crown as the most on-time U.S. airline in 2024. According to aviation analytics companies Cirium, United, and Alaska follow, 83% of Delta's flights were on time last year. United and 79% for Alaska. Aeromexico was the most on-time airline in the world.
Salt Lake City had the most on-time U.S. airport flights, followed by Minneapolis and Washington Dulles. Agnes Coletti, a Holocaust survivor and the oldest living Olympic medal winner, has died after losing her father and several relatives during the Holocaust. She won 10 Olympic medals in gymnastics, including 5 golds for Hungary at the 1952 Helsinki Games and in 1956 in Melbourne. Agnes Scaletti was 103 years old. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low of 11 with northwest winds around 10. Friday, mostly sunny and a cold wind with a high of 20. Friday night, mostly clear and frigid, a low of 4. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but still very chilly, a high of 18. And Sunday, partly sunny and quiet, a high of 21 degrees.
Once upon a long, long time, I was yours and you were mine, till circumstances drew a line right down through the middle of us. Well, I was just about to lose it all. I braced myself to take that fall, and I tumbled off that 10-foot wall right down through the middle of us. Right down through the middle of us. Ties that bound have come unstuck. Suspicion drove a semi-truck right down through the middle of us. Well, now all that's left of you and me are a few old faded memories about the love that used to be right down through the middle. countryside. Took one last look at that great divide, right down through the middle of us. Right down through the middle of us. The ties that bound have come unstuck. Suspicion drove a semi-truck right down through the middle of us.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports. We're getting back to it after the holiday break with a game tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse involving the host Hornets and the visiting River Valley Blackhawks in boys basketball. Stay tuned for the game following the coach's comments on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Games tonight in the area include Lafarge at Riverdale. That's a boys and girls basketball doubleheader. Other girls games, Baraboo at Mauston, Highland at Blackhawk, Luther visits Cashton. Boys basketball make up games in the Ridge and Valley from the Snowdot Games on the 19th of December. Seneca at Kickapoo, Ithaca at Wazika Steuben. Cooley Christian Providence is playing at Brookwood, and North Crawford at Westby. And tonight's featured games in the Southwest Conference include the Platteville Boys playing at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and coming up here on the radio, River Valley at Richland Center. We'll have the call for you straight ahead here on this Thursday night, the day after New Year's. Getting back to the Southwest Conference in just a moment, we'll talk to Luke Thatcher, head coach of River Valley, and later on, Richland Center Boys coach Brian Pulse.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Luke Thatcher, River Valley coach, joins us. Luke, let's talk about some of the things that the team did over the holiday break. Did you have some productive practices?
We did. We actually choose not to do a lot of tournaments or games over the break. I think rest, recovery, and being able to kind of hone in some of the things that we do well and some of the things that we don't do well gets a little improvement time. So I really value those practices that we have.
When you look at getting right back to it, how tough is it to play a game right after the holiday break?
We'll find out. We had one terrible practice, and that was the first one out of the break. But we were able to get in with almost the entire team yesterday, get some shots in, take a look at some last-minute game planning. But I know it does kind of depend on the team and their focus, and can we jump right into it and be ready to compete?
I mean, you had no say in this, but only playing one conference game before the holiday, and then you throw them all into basically January and half of February. That's kind of tough to do, isn't it?
It is, but again, you find out really quick what your team's capable of doing. I think, the best teams are going to be having to play a lot of games come tournament time in a short window. I actually like stacking our schedule a little bit in December, November. Especially with Wisconsin weathers, we know that we're going to have a lot of holes that we're going to have to reschedule at some point if history repeats itself. So having some different availabilities isn't bad either.
I know we've talked before about how you really stack your schedule, non-conference schedule. Is there a game where you think you're most proud of here so far during the first half of the season?
Boy, the Lancaster obviously is a big one, a conference game. I think they're a very good basketball team that's going to be one of the top teams in our conference, and to be able to start off with a conference win with that, especially on the road, extremely proud of the way the guys competed and worked for that. But I'm really excited about this group of kids and how they approach it. They do come together for the common goal. They do come together in an effort to win every one of the games. And we've had a couple stinkers in there, but to come out of, go into Christmas break and come out of Christmas break with a 5-2 record, I think it states some good things, especially some of the adversity we fought through.
Will Richland Center be one of the tallest teams you've played so far?
Absolutely, and I think it makes for a very different and difficult matchup for us. Their length, their size, I think is going to change the way that we've seen the game. They do like to pressure. It's just going to be a very interesting matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing who shows up to compete tonight.
Definitely, and they have, I guess maybe rely more on that inside game as a kind of a contrast of styles?
I would say yes. I mean, I'm certainly an inside-out guy. I don't think that's a secret for anybody. But I would say Richland Center is way more honed and really want to work that inside game where we will not be afraid to shoot the ball from the outside by any stretch.
I know that it's so early in the season, but it's still a pivotal game as you get that second part of the season started, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I do kind of look at up until Christmas break that's kind of preseason action. Obviously, we had one conference game in that stretch, as you had already pointed out, but it's time to hit the ground running. At this point, we kind of know who we are, what we're made of, it's time to go. This is the first one that really carries a lot of weight and can give you the momentum or take the air out of your sails on the way through.
How's the team health-wise this year?
Much better than what we were at going into break. We were dealing with some injuries. We were dealing with some actual illness. I think, our last road trip was the first one we didn't have a kid get sick on the way home. So dealing with a lot of bugs, a lot of things, but I do believe we're coming out healthy on this end.
Sounds good. Well, good luck. We look forward to seeing the Blackhawks tonight against Richland Center.
All right, thanks, Phil. We'll see you tonight.
That's Luke Thatcher, River Valley head boys basketball coach, on the pregame show.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
You've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles is our guest. Brian, as you look back over holiday break, you won one and you lost one in Minnesota. Could you talk about how that tournament went for the Hornets?
Yeah, I thought we had a really great 2 days in Winona. We played two really, really solid teams. We had a nice win against Durand. They're a very solid team, and it was a game that I think last year with this group we probably don't win. So I think it was a really nice step forward. It was one of those games where we got down a little bit, and we just seemed to be trying to get over the hump most of the game. You know, playing behind by, you know, anywhere from 4 to 10 points, and then that last 4 or 5 minutes we made a few plays to get over the hump, and the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, we finally took that lead and were able to close it out. So a really great step forward in that game. And then the next morning we played a really tough Lewiston Altura team. Lewiston had a 6'5" post player that could really play inside and out, and he really caused us some problems. They pressed the entire game, so a different play style for us. And we fought hard. We played well. We just had a lapse in the second half. I think we were down one at halftime, but a lapse in that second half that grew that lead to 6 or 8, and it was, you know, similar to that day before, just playing from behind. Couldn't quite get over the hump, but, you know, overall, really a nice step forward. I love playing in the tournament. Playing with the shot clock was a great experience for us. I really enjoyed that. So a great step forward for our team. We were actually down a man. We had one of our starters out for illness, so a couple of other kids got some good experience, and now we're ready to turn the page and get back into the conference.
Yeah, right back at it with a conference game, you know, after a day or two off. Does that concern you coming back to play right away tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you have the couple of days off because of the holiday. You're never quite sure. We had a good practice Monday night, but you're never quite sure how long that will take to just kind of kick off that rust in the first few minutes. But I think we'll be ready. You know, we've been preparing for River Valley even before Monday. So hopefully the kids are coming in focused, and I look forward to a really competitive game tonight.
Well, River Valley had a really nice win against Lancaster, and they come in with a pretty good record, Brian.
Yeah, they're off to a great start. I think they're 5-2 now. Coach Thatcher has done a great job with them. They play very fundamentally sound. You know, they've got a really good guard. Coach Thatcher's son, Houston, is a big part of their success. I think he's averaging about 18 a game right now. So we've got to be able to defend him. He does so much, not even just scoring, but facilitating their offense. And I think we might see a couple of different defenses that we've got to prepare for. So it's going to be a tough game. It usually is with the rivalry game with River Valley. But we have them at home, and we're looking forward to getting in front of our fans for the first time in quite a while.
I talked to Coach Thatcher about this, but it could be a little bit of a contrast of styles on the court tonight, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, for us, we want to, you know, maybe try to extend our defense a little bit, make them a little bit more uncomfortable. You'll probably see that a little bit more than what we usually do. But offensively, we have a size advantage, and we go into that almost every game knowing that we've got to try to focus on getting that basketball inside and really taking advantage of our size. So we'll see if we can do that and which team can kind of impose their preferences will probably come out on top.
One of the things we're hopeful for is teams will be a little healthier, and maybe we get some of those sicknesses behind us as we enter the new year. How are the Hornets health-wise tonight?
Yeah, we hope to be. You know, we ran into it a little bit around Thanksgiving, and then it snuck up just last week recently. Not as widespread this last time as that first time coming through the program, but hopefully everybody's getting a little bit healthier, and we can get into January now and start getting into that more routine schedule that we had before the break. You know, you've got a nice set of practices every week along with maybe one or two games. So looking to get back into that routine.
What do the Hornets have to improve upon the most here during the second stanza of the season?
Well, it's something that we've talked about consistently since the start of the year with our group, and that is our consistency. I think you know, we've made some nice progress, both offensively and defensively and skill wise, and as I've talked about, we've got some great size, but we seem to have just a couple of stretches, and they don't tend to be too long, just 2 or 3 minutes, but that's really all it takes, 2 or 3 minutes each half, where, you know, maybe we lose that focus and that other team goes on a little bit of run. The games that we've won, we've limited those. The games we've lost, we've struggled with that more. So it's just a focus on trying to stay consistent throughout the entirety of the game.
All right, we look forward to it. Brian, thanks for talking with us, and we look forward to 2025.
Thank you, Phil.
That's Brian Poles, Richland Center boys coach here on WRCO.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Fieldhouse prior to game time between the Hornets and the Blackhawks. River Valley won the JV one game that was played here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, 48-40, the final in a very competitive game here in the nightcap, coming in with a record of 5-2, 1-0 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, the River Valley Blackhawks, coached by Lucas Thatcher, as they are set to be introduced. In fact, now heading to the court tonight. And we'll introduce you to the River Valley starting lineup. Houston Thatcher, wearing 0. He is a guard, a wing, and a senior. Lucas Klein, number 3. He is a guard and a junior. Quincy Blakely, number 5. He is a junior wing. Sam Poppy, number 14, a senior wing. And number 15, Caleb Drakenberg, a senior post player. For the Hornets, starting at guard, Jaden Shep, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 3, Brady Dosh, a 5'11 junior, starting at the inside, the forward position. And they include Liam Fingerson back in the starting lineup after an injury. He is a 6'6 junior. Number 44, Wes Bosworth, a 6'4 senior. And starting in the post, Garrison Weiss, a 6'8 senior. Those are the Hornets. Those are the Blackhawks in front of a nice crowd here tonight. Always special when you have the band. Jumping center will be Houston Thatcher. He'll be going against Garrison Weiss. And we'll get this one started here on WRCO Radio. Three-man officiating crew led by one of the deans of officiating, Dean Oscar's crew here tonight. Tip is controlled by the Hornets. Shep brings it near side. Dosh will set it up. Dosh left side, Bosworth out on the left wing. Now back to the right wing and Fingerson. Now to Shep. He'll drive lane, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Fingerson, right wing, looking to the inside, throws to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth backing in, nothing there. Now kicks it back out. Good defense by Sam Poppy on the inside against Bosworth and helping out when needed. The half-court ball goes now to the left side. Shep drives from half-court down to the baseline. Gives it back to Bosworth, left wing. Shep now deep corner, three on the way. Good. And the Hornets start strong with a triple. River Valley getting a little bit of contested defense in the backcourt. Thatcher brings it across, lobs for Klein. Lucas drives all the way through and then through it toward the corner, and it's off of Fingerson and out of bounds. It will be River Valley basketball. Blackhawks in the traveling black with white lettering. The Hornets in the home white with the orange lettering. Inbounding the basketball is Houston Thatcher. River Valley sets a wall up across the back line. They're going to set screens and try to get something in the hoop here in the early going. Timeout. The band still exiting. That's a large band under the direction of Jeff Behrens. All right, we're ready. Thatcher set to go. Looks from the baseline. Brings it in. It is caught here on the wing by Drakenberg. Back to Thatcher. Now he'll reverse it over to the right side. Poppy on the right wing for the Blackhawks. Left side, Klein. Lucas brings it back to Drakenberg. Caleb looks, now fires off the left side, Blakely. Blakely looks for a cutter through the lane. Now back to Thatcher. Whips it low. Turnaround shot. Good from the low post by Lucas Klein. River Valley setting the offense really well there. That's a 3-2 ball game now as Shep crosses midcourt for the Hornets. Calls the number five play and the screens are set. River Valley in a man-to-man defense. Bosworth, top of the circle. Right side, Shep. Now Weiss down low. He's against the double team. The shot is blocked by Drakenberg. Picked up now by Fingerson. Feeds Weiss, and he is fouled shooting. He'll go to the line. Great job by the River Valley defense, and then an awesome job by Fingerson to get the ball and then feed it right back to Gary Weiss, and he goes to the free throw line on the foul against Quincy Blakely. First foul of the game. Here's Weiss. Free throw number one is on the rim, and it is good. So River Valley has tied it up. Or missed, I should say, did not tie it up on the two. That's a point by Garrison Weiss. Now gives his team a 5-2 lead. Put the score on the right side there. Sam, a little rusty. It's been almost a couple of weeks since we had a game. Ball comes across. Klein going right side. Klein driving lane, hangs up, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Bosworth and also Weiss got a hand on that ball. It will be River Valley basketball. The opening three by Shep, it was only a two-pointer by Klein, so it was 3-2. Then Virgil Center adding the two free throws. Ball comes across to the left side, now kicking it out. Three on the way, good. Nothing but net for Quincy Blakely. And now we are tied. Five apiece here in the early going of this one. Ball comes across to the near side, and Richland Center sets it up down low. Stolen away and saved by Blakely. Into the hands of Poppy. Up ahead, Thatcher. Thatcher runs to the corner. Now scoops it over to the left side. Poppy on a drive. Called for traveling. And the ball will go back to Richland Center. 15:43 remaining in the first half. 5-5. Richland Center and River Valley. It always is an event when these two teams play. Seen a lot of good friends out here tonight. Almost was late getting up here to the booth to do the game. Ball comes to the right side, held by Dosh. Throws it back to Shep, top of the circle. Back to Bosworth on the baseline. Bosworth, now Fingerson. Fingerson holds it above the head, drives free throw line right. Shot up, no, traveling called before the shot. He'll go back now to the Blackhawks. River Valley, again, with an impressive win over Lancaster. Lancaster is going to be in the mix for the conference this year. And River Valley knocked them off, so that was certainly a one you can maybe circle on the calendar. Ball comes in play up, down to Thatcher. Thatcher in the lane, now drive, shot up, blocked by Weiss. Picked up by Bosworth, outlet pass, Dosh. Dosh on the left side, back to Fingerson. Near side, Shep. Shep for three, on the way, good! His second triple, and the Hornets lead 8-5. River Valley in the backcourt with Thatcher, guarded closely by Dosh. Hands off now to Poppy. Back to the left side, Klein, looking for a cutter. Now back to Poppy. Down to the corner. There's a pass to the inside. Drakenberg up to the low post shot. No good. And Klein can't hang on to the rebound. It's out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. 8-5 Hornets. River Valley falling back on defense. Not putting on the backcourt pressure yet. Coach Thatcher does have a pretty deep bench, and we'll see him start to rotate players here before too many minutes. Shep brings it across. Down to the right side. Dosh. Brady on a drive, shot on the way, no, knocked out of bounds, and off of the Hornets. Good defense by Caleb Drakenberg, and it will come back to the Hawks, and Richland Center now brings on a full-fledged, full-court press. The inbounder is Lucas Klein. Lucas brings it in. Thatcher, right corner. Thatcher is fouled on the way by. Foul is called on Brady Dosh. That will be his first. Fouls are even at one. River Valley basketball. And the Blackhawks bring it in play. Thatcher from three-quarter court. Now will dribble it across the timeline. Takes it immediately to the right side. Hands off to Quincy Blakely. Blakely fires to the baseline. Caught there by Poppy. Whips it back far side. Blakely kicks it out to Thatcher. Three up, good! A quick release. Three from right by the Richland Center student section. And we are tied again at 8. Threes are even at 2 apiece. 14 minutes remaining in the first half. Dosh to the left side. Yo-yos the dribble, gives to Weiss in the deep corner. Back it comes to Fingerson. Fingerson now reverses it. Dosh to Shep, near side. Shep, Jukes now drives baseline. He's cut off. Fires high post to Weiss, going back door for Dosh. He saves it back in bounds now. Back to Fingerson and Bosworth, top of the circle, and the Hornets reset the offense. Here is Shep with a backup three. It is up, no good, and it rims into the hands of Thatcher. Thatcher behind the back dribble, lost the handle, and it's a foul called on the Hornets on the loose ball. Foul marked on Garrison Weiss. That will be his first, team's second. And the Blackhawks put it in play. Eight apiece. 13:25 remaining in the first half. Pass comes in play for River Valley. Poppy now to Klein. Here's a long one on the way for two. It is good. Lucas Klein with his second two-pointer, and River Valley takes the lead. 10-8 ball game. Dosh with the ball game with the ball on the right side. Fires back to the left side, and Shep. Jaden Shep, top of the circle. Fires back to Dosh, throws it low, and taken away by River Valley. Here's Klein again. Whips a pass to Thatcher. Deep corner, three on the way, no good. Dosh with the rebound. Hornets bringing it. Dosh across the timeline, sailing to the lane. Shot up, no. Offensive foul called on Brady Dosh. Quincy Blakely takes the charge. That will be the second foul on Brady Dosh, which is a concern for the Hornets. And immediately they will get Trayton Shep into the game. River Valley brings in Keegan Heiser. 10-8 River Valley. Hornets have backed off from the full court pressure this time around, and River Valley will set sail with the basketball back from our right to our left. Quincy Blakely now fires off to the wing. Sam Poppy, right side Heiser. He'll shoot a three, and it's off the rim. Gets his own miss. Drives in. Ball sticks between the backboard and the rim. Foul was called on the play. Foul is marked on Garrison Weiss, I think. Let's see. Yes, that is his second. So the Hornets have four fouls, and unfortunately, just two players, two fouls apiece for Dosh. Garrison Weiss with two. Free throw is good for Heiser. That'll make it 11-8, River Valley. Into the game for the Hornets, Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Second free throw for Heiser. In the air, it is good. 12-8, River Valley here in the opening stanza of this one tonight. Good to have you along for Southwest Conference boys basketball. It's a great league always. I think this year very competitive. Shep brings it across the timeline, dribbles the ball in front of the River Valley bench. Now takes it low. Shot is up. Traveling called before the shot. We'll put it back in the hands of River Valley. So the Hornets with a couple of turnovers and they've not been able to get that ball up on the hoop. River Valley takes it back over. Klein across the timeline. Almost knocked away by Fingerson. Picked up by Drakenberg. And now Poppy on a drive. Shot on the way, no good. Rebounded by River Valley. They kick it out. Klein for three. Buries it. Lucas Klein having a great start. 15-8. River Valley. Bosworth in the backcourt for the Hornets. Bosworth brings it across with a right-hand dribble. And it's going to be out of bounds. Knocked out by Sam Poppy. Very good defense. Hornets take a timeout. 11:49 remaining here in the first half. River Valley 15, Richland Center 8 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. River Valley has pulled away with some good shooting here in the opening half. 15-8, they lead it. Hornets with the basketball, Jaden Shep. Now Trayton Shep meets it, drops it down low on the bounce feed to Wes Bosworth. He backs in and challenges up, yes, with a left hand, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. Wes Bosworth and the Hornets take it to their inside strength. And River Valley commits its second foul. This one is on Sam Poppy, his first. So going to the line now, Bosworth in the air, and it is good. He completes the three-point play. 15-11, River Valley by four. Lucas Klein in the backcourt, walks it across the timeline, swings it left side, taken by Heiser, crosses over to Poppy on the right wing. Now left wing, Blakely. Quincy gives it now to Nuckreiner, and away from the ball, a foul is called. And that's going to go against River Valley. Offensive foul, they're going to call that on number four. No, that's number three. They changed it. That would be Lucas Klein. So third foul in River Valley. 15-11. River Valley with the lead. The Hornets with the ball. Here on the near side is Fingerson. Gives it over to Bosworth. Bosworth now to Jaden Shep, who takes it back toward half court with a dribble and calls the play against the man-to-man. Uses his screen near side. Give and go low. That's Bosworth. Leans in up. Shot no with the left hand. What for? Rebound, River Valley. Coming out now is Poppy leading the charge. Oh, stolen away by Trayton Shep. The upcourt pass picked by the Hornets. Back to Bosworth. Wes, top of the circle, throws it in the lane, and Fingerson is fouled from behind. That will be River Valley's fourth. So they'll call that a number 34, Keegan Heiser. That's his first. Into the game for River Valley, Houston Thatcher. After a brief breather, coming out is Sam Poppy for his first rest at Richland Center. We'll put it in play for the baseline. Bosworth looking, lobs it in. Trayton Shep catches. Ball goes to the corner. There is Jaden Shep for three. It rims out. Rebound, Trayton Shep. Tried to drop it low and lost it out of bounds. Tried to get it to Liam Fingerson, and it will be River Valley basketball. Into the game for the Hornets, number 12, Cutler Palmer, seeing his first action. Palmer and Schwitzenberg play a lot off the bench for Brian Polsman. May play a little more in the first half as Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss each have two fouls. Across the timeline with the ball, River Valley. Thatcher to the baseline, drops it low. Tough shot up, won't go for Heiser. Rebound, Schwitzenberg. Back it goes to Jaden Shep. Shep across the timeline, looks to the inside, fires to brother Trayton. Trayton on the baseline. Back it goes now to Palmer. Cutler at the point. Lobs it back for Trayton Shep. Shep throws it to Bosworth, cutting low. Tough shot up, good. A little runner, about a 10-footer, and he got it good, and it's now a two-point game. 15-13, River Valley with a two-point lead. Klein on a drive. Nice pass, low. Shot by Heiser, blocked by Schwitzenberg. Picked up by Palmer in the backcourt, knocked away by Heiser, and now back it's knocked away by Schwitzenberg, and the Hornets get it back. Back and forth. The ball goes up to Palmer, left side. Back it goes to Bosworth. 9.5 remaining here in the first half. Hornets down by two. Bosworth drives, kicks to the corner. Ball dribbled now by Trayton Shep. Trayton back to Jaden. River Valley still in a man-to-man defense. Jaden Shep stops, fires off to Palmer on the near side. Cutler swings it back to Schwitzenberg. Entry pass low. There's Bosworth again. Up on the shot, no good. Defended well by Heiser, and the rebound by Thatcher and the Blackhawks. Houston moves to the paint, dishes back now to Knockreiner. Sumner, right side, Blakely. Quincy called for double dribble after the defense of Wes Bosworth. It goes back to the Hornets. Caleb Drakenberg returns for River Valley, and Liam Fingerson is in for Richland Center. Wes Bosworth checks out. River Valley by two, just under 9 minutes remaining here in the first half. One final, it's Riverdale getting the win tonight in boys basketball over Lafarge, 65-45, the final. Liam Fingerson, top of the circle. Back to Jaden Shep, right side, looking for the Hornets, down low. Instead goes left wing to brother Trayton, back to Schwitzenberg, down to the corner. Jaden Shep with the basketball, tries to get around the defender, throws it low. Palmer posting up. Now goes back to Fingerson, drives from the free throw line up, softly lays it in, and we are tied. Hornets all the way back, 15-15. Hornets were down by 7 not that long ago, and we're even up now at 15 with 8-10 remaining in the first half. Thatcher takes it to the right side, hands off now, and the ball comes from Knockreiner, back to Klein on the left side. Knockreiner on the right side, down to the baseline. Thatcher. He's trying to get away from the defender and will, and scoops it across to the corner. They're going to call him for traveling after he was cut off tightly on the baseline. So a turnover gives it back to the Richland Center Hornets. River Valley will get back on defense, and the Hornets can lead. Liam Fingerson on the left wing, looks to the inside, throws it low. There's Schwitzenberg, very well pinned in. Now back to Liam. He'll drive low. Shot no. Foul called on the Blackhawks. Foul is on number 15, Caleb Drakenberg. That is his first. And the Coach Thatcher takes a timeout. Hornets 15, River Valley 15. In area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good to have you along for area boys basketball tonight. After the timeout, Liam Fingerson goes to the free throw line. 15 apiece, and Liam will shoot. It's his first trip to the stripe. Free throw is no good. One more coming up. Tim Thede busily sending us some scores. Boys final, River Ridge 61, Barneville 39. Ozeka Steuben leading Ithaca 11-6 early in the game. Free throw is on the way and good for Fingerson. So he gives Richland Center a one-point lead, 16-15. River Valley basketball. Houston Thatcher across the timeline directing traffic. Now drives to the right side. Keeps the dribble, brings it back to the left side. Gives a pass to Lucas Klein. Klein down to the baseline. Nowhere to wander. Drives back to the right side and is fouled by Trayton Shep. That's his first. Fouls are even at five. Wes Bosworth comes in for Kaizen Schwitzenberg. And River Valley defending the inbound. I should say the Hornets defending the inbound. Here it comes. Lucas Klein shoots a quick three. It's up and no good. Rebound Wes Bosworth. Gives the outlet to Cutler Palmer. Palmer across the timeline. And now hands off to Jaden Shep. Shep setting it up. Goes left side for Bosworth. Bosworth looking for a cutter low. Nothing there. Back to Fingerson. Now Palmer. Bounce feed low. Bosworth and a foul called on River Valley. So the foul will be marked on number 14, Sam Poppy. That's his second. He's the first River Valley player to get more than one. And into the game, number two, Jackson Thatcher. Coming out is Sam Poppy. And Shep directs traffic, brings it in. Cutler Palmer catches it on the right wing. Back to Jaden, whips it low. Bosworth backing in, low post, shot up, no good. Rebound Fingerson. They're going to call him for going over the top, over the back of Klein, it looks like. And that will be Richland Center's sixth foul. First on Liam, 16-15. Hornets, 6:51 remaining here in the first half of area. Boys basketball tonight from the field house. Houston Thatcher runs it across the timeline. Drives to the right, throws to the left. Now it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Jaden Shep. River Valley basketball. Second one coming up now on the inbound. Here's Houston Thatcher. Thatcher drives to the right side. Dips it low. Jackson Thatcher back to Houston. Three on the way. It's on the rim. No good. Tipped around. Rebound by Bosworth. And the ball comes on the outlet pass to Shep. Jaden motoring down the floor. Shot up. No. Foul called on River Valley. River Valley was successful in taking the charge earlier, but that time they determined the defender was not quite set. So the foul goes on Houston Thatcher. And going to the line is Jaden Shep. That's River Valley's seventh foul, but there will be two free throws. And this is good on the first one. Jaden Shep will get another. Sets of brothers out there, the Shep brothers and the Thatcher brothers. This one is good. And of course, Wes and Abe Bosworth. Abe's not out there right now, but lots of brothers out here in the game tonight. 18-15, Richland Center. Ball throws low, nothing. Knocked away by Fingerson. Picked up by Palmer, and the Hornets take it the other way, up by three. River Valley's got a little cold on its offense. Fingerson down low, nice pass. Bosworth scores. That was a beauty. Liam Fingerson coming back door was Wes Bosworth. Liam saw him, fed it to him, and the Hornets lead by five. 20-15, Richland Center. Hornets' biggest lead. River Valley is led by seven. Ball knocked away by Fingerson. Picked up now by River Valley. It's loose along the baseline, and Bosworth picks it up and cradles it and brings it back to Jaden Shep. Shep across the timeline. Hortons by five, trying to take it by more. Off the screen, Shep free throw line right. Down to the baseline. Pulls up, throws to Bosworth. West down low, turns in, left hand softly up and good. Nice move for Bosworth. Going left, using the left hand. That makes it 22-15, Richland Center. Thatcher on the right wing. Thatcher to the middle, and that's Jackson Thatcher, and he'll score a two from the paint. That'll make it 22-17. So each team has had a seven-point lead tonight. Pass comes to the right side, and Palmer. Palmer, nowhere to go. Back to Liam Fingerson. As we get down to 5 minutes remaining in the first half, there's a lob to West. He draws three on him, kicks it back out to Trayton Shep. Back to the right side. Palmer for a three on the rim. No. Rebound, Lucas Klein and River Valley. Up ahead to Thatcher. Houston all the way down. Shot on the way. No. Foul is called on the Hornets. And that will be the team's seventh. Foul is called on Trayton Shep. That's his second. So the Hornets have three players with two fouls. Houston Thatcher will head to the line for the first time. Brady Favreau seeing his first action for River Valley. Quincy Blakely returns. And there's Abe Bosworth. He's in for the Hornets along with Kaizan Schwitzenberg. Free throw is in the air for River Valley. That is good. Thatcher with 4 points now brings his team within four, 22-18. Second throw now for Houston. In the air, and it is no good. Rims off, Wes Bosworth with the rebound. Outlet pass to Schwitzenberg. Now Jaden Shep at the point, and Richland Center sets it up. Up by four, 4:35 remaining first half. Jaden drives, lays it up softly. He's fouled on the shot. And we'll go to the line. The Hornets really trying to push that ball low. Foul is called on Quincy Blakely. That will be foul number two on him. And Richland Center goes to the free throw line. 4:34 remaining, first half. Free throw is on the rim and no good for Shep. He'll get one more. Cassville leading Judah 24-16 first half. Cuba City 18-10 up on Belleville in girls basketball. Free throw up, no good. Rebound Favreau. Brady with the outlet pass. And River Valley with the basketball. 4.5 to play here in the first half. Hornets by four. Houston Thatcher crosses the Hornet at center circle. Moves to the right side. Pulls back for a three. It is up, no good. Foul away from the ball. They're going to call that on Richland Center. That's on Wes Bosworth. That's his first. So a positioning foul, and that will send Jackson Thatcher to the line. Jackson with his first free throw. In the air, and that one is no good, and a foul called on the rebound attempt. This one against River Valley. Ball is out of bounds. Foul is on number three, Lucas Klein, which will be his second. And they'll walk and they'll shoot. Dodgeville leading Lancaster, 32-29 at halftime in boys basketball. That's a good one. Riverdale getting the win, 65-45. Bevan Dennis, 25 points tonight. Owen Blankenship with 19. William Wirtz, 17 for Lafarge. At the free throw line, Wes Bosworth. In the air, and that one is short. Fingerson with the rebound and a jump ball call as he ties up with Jackson Thatcher. Need to tell you, the scoreboard is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, giving us the chance to check the scores. Check out Y-Connect Wireless for all of your needs in Southwest Wisconsin, all your communication needs, and we'll communicate the scores. 4:12 remaining here in the first half. 4-point edge for Richland Center. Quincy Blakely throws it back to the near side. Ball fake now. Houston Thatcher backs off top of the circle. Drives. Throws it to the corner. Quick move for Blakely. Tries to throw it low. Lost. Now picked up by River Valley and they'll score. The ball was lost and Jackson Thatcher just picked it up and tossed it in. That makes it 22-20. River Valley within two. Wes Bosworth driving across the timeline. Getting all the way down deep. Goes up. Score. No, it won't stay. He got down for almost a layup there. It was pretty good pressure. Wouldn't stay in the rebound by Keegan Heiser. River Valley gets it back. Thatcher, now Blakely. Ball goes low. And now a foul called from behind. Lots of fouls in the game as of late. This one goes against Kaizen Schwitzenberg, his first. Sumner Knockreiner returns for River Valley. So taking the ball is number 34, Keegan Heiser, in the air. That one is good. Keegan is 3-for-3 from the line, and River Valley is within one, 22-21. Second throw now in the air, on the rim, no good. Rebound Wes Bosworth. Bosworth taking it back the other way. The Hornets with 3:20 to work with here in the first half, leading by one. Bosworth, left side, free throw line, left down, deep, tough shot, up, good. Wes Bosworth challenging low. He's got 11. Timeout now as the ball rolled a long way out of bounds. The officials blowing it dead so they can go retrieve the ball. The Hornets up by three at 24-21. Kind of a back and forth game. Both teams have had some shots at it. Sumner Knockreiner outside. Now Heiser going left side. Blakely throws it to Jackson Thatcher. Throws it back door. Favreau. Now Knockreiner. Knockreiner pivots. Drives. Gives it back to Thatcher. Thatcher on the left side. Grabbing the ball is Blakely. Blakely, nowhere to wander. Drives right side. Gives it back to Thatcher. And River Valley turns it over. It's loose. Picked up by Jaden Shep. He'll drive and he'll score. Jaden Shep makes it 26-21 on a pick two. Ball comes in to Knockreiner, and River Valley setting it up, and a foul called on the offense. On the screen, they're going to call that. Let's see. That's the 10th foul as well on River Valley. It's on Brady Favreau. That's his first. 2:23 remaining in the first half. Hornets leading by five. Abe Bosworth in the backcourt with the basketball brings it back down to Jaden Shep. Scoops it low. Schwistenberg backdoor. And a nice layup by Fingerson. That's how you break a press right there. All five guys touch the ball. 28-21. Richland Center matching its biggest lead by seven. And there's a foul. It's going to be called on Jaden Shep, which will be his first. 10th Richland Center foul, so double bonus for each here in the first half. Coming back now to the free throw line is Quincy Blakely. His first free throw is no good. One more coming up. Ithaca leading Wazika Steuben, 18-14 in the first half. As mentioned, Dodgeville up on Lancaster, 32-29. Free throw on the way, and that is no good. Rims off for Blakely. Rebound Richland Center. Hornets by seven. They can take it by more, and the band is starting to assemble. Ball comes right side, Switzenberg. Brady Dosh is fouled on the play. Brady back in for the first time in a long time. He and Garrison Weiss picked up two fouls very quickly, and they've sat out a lot of time. So Dosh goes to the free throw line. Foul is on Sumner Knockreiner. That's his first. Dosh, free throw, good. That extends the Hornet lead to eight, 29-21. One more coming up for Brady. Couple of extra dribbles, free throw in the air, and that is good. Dosh makes it a 30-21 Richland Center lead. Hornets playing impressively again. They've had to go to their bench a little earlier and a little longer than maybe they normally have, but they've got a nice lead. River Valley with a basketball. Houston Thatcher brings it across the timeline. Left side, Blakely. Quincy looks, trying to get it to the low post, and now does. Rolls it to Heiser. Keegan kicks it out. On the way, Drachenberg got it for three. Caleb Drachenberg moves out and hits it. 30-24, Richland Center, a minute 29 here in the first half. Wes Bosworth to the top of the circle. Pulls up. Throws to Palmer. Cutler on the drive with the left hand. Leaves the dribble. Looking low. There they go. Bosworth draws a triple team. Now he moves to the left. Scoops it back to the high post. Oh, nobody there. Rolls into the backcourt and will roll all the way and out of bounds. It'll be River Valley basketball on the baseline. The pass was intended for somebody at the point guard and nobody had rotated out there yet. So went harmlessly all the way to the other end of the floor. River Valley will inbound. A minute eight remaining here in the first half. They trail by six. Houston Thatcher drives to the paint. Scoops up a shot. No good. Rebound Switzenberg. Outlet Jaden Shep. Off to the races. Jaden lays it up too hard. Rebound Palmer. And he's fouled on the putback. That'll put Richland Center at the free throw line. Foul is called on number five, Quincy Blakely, which will already be his third. 57 seconds to go in the first half. Cutler Palmer at the free throw line for Richland Center. The shot is no good. He will get another. Caden Plumlee is in for Quincy Blakely. Second free throw now for Palmer in the air and too hard. And the rebound comes out to Houston Thatcher. It's off to the races. Two on two. Now he'll slow it up. Backs off. Nowhere to go. And he is fouled by Jaden Sheff. That will be his second. Both teams committing a lot of fouls in this game. Long since in the double bonus. 50 seconds remaining here in the first half. River Valley won the JV1 matchup 48-40. Free throw is no good. Off the rim for Thatcher. And one more is coming up. A couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. So Thatcher makes it 30-25. 49 seconds to play in the first half. River Valley in a full court press. Jaden Shep being pressed as he comes across the half court line, and it's knocked away. Nice steal by Caden Plumlee. Off the bench, came in and made a defensive gem, and the Blackhawks get it back. 35 seconds remaining here in the first half.